And welcome to the Councils Connection show for April. We have a jam-packed show today. Actually, really exciting. We've got Woody from Woody's World talking about school holiday shows coming up in Warburton. We have B and Ari from the Youth Advisory Group talking about what is the Youth Advisory Group and how to get involved. And also we have Shani from the library. School holidays are coming up. And we've got lots of things happening at libraries as well. So very exciting to hear how to get your kids busy and yourself engaged and happy through those school holidays. Hopefully we get some more sunshine and the rain will hold off a bit longer for us as well. So welcome back to the show. My name is Michael Goodrich. I'm the Upper Yarra Community Development Officer from the Yarra Ranges Council. And I have a show once a month to talk about what's happening in the Upper Yarra and the communities as well. So first off, g'day Woody, how are you?
Yeah, good, Michael. Yes, lovely to be here. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And where are you joining us from today?
Just from home in sunny Warburton. Well, the sun is just making its way through the clouds.
It's trying very hard, I think it is. It's very hard pushing through those clouds.
Yeah, you feel like autumn is well and truly here and the first taste of that cooler weather is upon us.
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's up at the top of Mount Donoghue this morning for sunrise, and it was quite chilly but beautiful as well. Now, what do you got? A show coming up soon for school holidays?
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, the pandemic has affected us as all as artists, I guess. I actually haven't done the ukulele show for a couple of years, but we're dusting them off, and we're bringing perhaps 80 or so of them to Warburton, and we've got a show for kids and parents, young families, so everyone gets to play with a ukulele in the show.
Yeah, your shows are quite unique, so if no one's seen or heard your show, what can they expect? But it's not just sit down and listen, it's actually get involved and get your fingers strumming as well.
Yeah. We'll have our set there, and as people enter, we'll be handing out ukuleles that are in tune, and they've got little stickers on the fretboard so that the kids learn to where to place their fingers on the fretboard. So it's kind of like having a workshop but within the show. So got a couple of puppets in the show and a couple of friends of mine with music. So it'll be highly interactive, lots of fun, lots of engagement, and the kids will learn to play ukulele.
Mm. Yeah, but like you said, it's been a hard few years really for artists to get to do your work, but also for people to actually enjoy live music as well. It's so nice to be able to get out and about now. And I know the Youth Advisory Group and Freezer Crew did some defroster events where and pop-ups happening across the Shire and getting young people and all ages out busking and enjoying live music. And it was just so received to actually go to a place and experience live music and dance and sing and play. It just feeds your soul. And so it's great to see this, you know, these shows coming up soon next week where you can bring the whole family.
Yeah. Oh, look, 100%. And I should say that, Yarra Ranges Council has supported the show. So it's through their program of Art Attack, which is it local artists in local places, something like that, the tagline. So, yes. Yeah, I've seen a couple of things with Art Attack, so it's great that they're supporting the local artists to get back on the horse, get back on the tools and get a show happening in front of people.
Mm. Yeah. And so people do want to buy tickets, come along. Where can they get the tickets from and when and where is it happening?
Yeah. Next week, in 1 week today, on Wednesday the 13th at the Warburton Arts Centre, and tickets are just $10. And, we've sold well over half, so I think there's only 20 or so tickets left, so people could jump on if they want to grab a ticket. 11 a.m., you don't need to bring anything other than your smiles and a sense of adventure, and we can provide ukuleles to everyone who comes along.
Yeah, beautiful. And where's the best place for people to buy? So they could probably go into the Arts Centre in Warburton and buy one in person, but they want to buy a ticket online, where's best to go to?
I think if they type in Ukulele Kids Show, and I've set it up an online ticketing through Humanitix. Mm-hmm. So how do you spell that? Human.
Yeah.
ITIX, is that right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so if you search that, you would definitely find it, I think. It's also on my website as Well.
Woody's World. Yep, I think all those Art Attack and school programs are all listed on the council website as well. So you go to the council website and click on events, you'll see a whole list of events happening up next 2 weeks over school holidays, and you'll be able to find Woody's show there as well. And also, you've obviously, I know in the last year, so you're also doing some ukulele lessons as well, or clubs as well. And I'm wondering, how's that going, and are you looking to start that up again?
Yeah, wanting to start it up again. We did have it going last year, but we just had so many lockdowns that it was just too chaotic and disjointed in the end. So we sort of let it go last year. But yeah, we'll look to start it up. It looks like things are kind of back to normal. Things are sort of opened up and that kind of thing. So had a little group going in the Upper Yarra Valley. We'll look to do that. So come and chat to us at the show if you're interested in your kids and or yourself learning some ukulele. Mm.
Yeah, great. First experience playing a uke, but the puppets and the show and the people, and it's going to be, fantastic as well. So it is, again, on the 18th, April the 13th, on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Arts Centre Warburton, but tickets are limited. So, you can find Woody on Facebook or Woody's World if you look on your browser, or just search council website at events and you'll find all school holiday programs there as well. I think, Woody, you've got a bit of your ukulele hit with you now. You can maybe take us out with a bit of a song.
Oh, no worries. I'll play you a little bit of one inspired by my daughter, who I carried her inside after the long drive in the school holidays, and she was really tired in the evening and she just wanted to have a shower with her clothes on. But I said, no, you need to have a shower and you've got to take your clothes off to do that. And so it's, have you ever done a thing like that? And normally I would get all the crowd to sing the chorus after me, but in this scenario, I'll just have a bit of a go. Have you ever had a shower with your clothes on? Have you ever had a bath with a cat? Have you ever brushed your hair with a toothbrush? Have you ever blown your nose in your hat? Here we go. Have you ever done a thing like that? Or float to the moon on a silly old broom? Have you ever done a thing like that? Have you ever heard a dog go quack? Ever heard a bird say meow? Ever seen a mouse chase a cat? Have you ever heard a wolf from a cow? Have you ever heard a thing like that? Or seen a pig fly with an emu in the sky? Have you ever seen a thing like that? Have you ever seen a thing like that?
Beautiful. Thank you, Woody. And you get to experience those songs live next Wednesday, April 13th, 11 o'clock at the Arts in Warburton. Get your tickets because they are selling out. And I know my son has been loving listening to your albums throughout the last year, and it's one of his favourite ones as well. So thank you so much, Woody. We'll hopefully see you next Wednesday.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Thank you. And we're off to a break now for a song, and coming back is B and Ari from the Youth Advisory Group. Welcome back to the Yarra Valley FM, and here we have B and Yanni from the Youth Advisory Group. Hi, B and Yanni.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. Good, good. Now I'm going to pass it over to you guys, give a bit of a chat about what the Youth Advisory Group is and what you're up to.
Yeah, thanks, Michael, for having us on your show. So B and I are part of the Yarra Rangers Youth Advisory Group, also known as the YAG. And the YAG is a passionate and diverse group of young people aged 15 to 25 who work with council and within the community to ensure young people's voices are heard. So that means, policy-making spaces within council, but also a bunch of different, community organisations and stuff will come to us to get some ideas and our opinions on what they're doing. And yeah, it's a really interesting program. B, did you want to talk about some of your favourite parts?
No problem. My favourite part was probably the official start of the Indigenous Story Finding Project that we assisted to kickstart. The Government Department of Jobs, Precincts and Regions approached us to see what the young people of the Yarra Rangers wanted to see in Lilydale. And our group decided that we wanted to see more Indigenous history and culture around so that we could educate ourselves, and our project ended up being granted $100,000, which I just find to be incredibly cool. By starting in this group, I've been able to achieve an educational device, I guess, in Lilydale. What about you, Ari? Do you have a highlight from your part of YAG?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was definitely a proud moment when the story-finding project got underway. That was incredible for all of us, I think. But personally for me, I think the opportunity to actually get to know the entire YAG group and collaborate with them and hear their ideas was just the most special, you know, thing. And it taught me a lot about, you know, communication and leadership and you know, working in a team and working in a group. But I think personally my sort of proudest moment was in designing or being part of a team that was designing the logo for the YAG. Very exciting. Have you had any sort of, I suppose, opportunities come out of this, Bea, that you'd like to talk about?
Sort of opportunities, sort of skills. I actually learned how to adequately use my voice and also boost other people's voice around me, because I know there are many people in our community whose opinions don't get heard, and it's sort of our job to combine them all and make sure that they are being heard, especially young people in the community. We are seen but not often heard, and we want to make sure that all the opinions of those surrounding us can be included in decision-making and situations like what Lilydale will look like in 30 years. Not many young people actually get to know what's going on because they don't look into it, and we get the opportunity to just add a little bit more of our opinions and our knowledge and what we would like to see into those situations. And we essentially just get the opportunity to constructively criticise council groups on the projects they've created and say, we don't like this, but have you considered adding this to that? It will make it more appealing and more approachable for people our age. What about you, Ari? Have you gained any opportunities, I guess, from being part of this group?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it can be quite hard sometimes as a young person to actually find work in a place that will give you sort of the skills that you'll need to go on into your career. I want to be a museum curator, and I'm studying at the University of Melbourne at the moment to sort of achieve that. But, you know, to actually get experience sort of in, I suppose, a professional environment, learning how to, you know, collaborate with other people and lead a team and, you know, write agendas and all of this sort of stuff, all of these skills that other workplaces aren't necessarily teaching you provides a massive opportunity. And I think something that young people don't realise too is that council has a plethora of opportunities out there for young people. And not only that, they're hooked into all of these other council departments and community organisations that when they, you know, have opportunities available, they advertise them. So, I mean, stepping into council in this, you know, in the youth advisory group was really fantastic, because I was suddenly, you know, inundated, I suppose, by opportunities. There were so many things that I had no idea existed that I can, you know, I now know about. Freezer being one of them. I didn't know that that was really a thing until I joined YAG. So, yeah, I mean, getting involved in council and signing up for the newsletter, where you can sign up for the newsletter and joining the Instagram, is a great way to ensure that you're connected and that you have all of these opportunities coming towards you.
Bouncing off of Ari, some of the opportunities we did get to experience was meeting with the mayor, CEO and other executive leaders across the council. Some of us got to sit on the Lilydale Urban Revitalization Board or recruitment panels for the major street art murals, which will be taking place in Lilydale. And those are just some of you were granted through being part of this group. Some people have been able to perform for music. They've been given the opportunity to perform their music in front of people due to being on this group and being given the opportunity. So it's essentially allowed all of us that have joined to create a family of people. We often just call each other a family. We work together and listen to everyone's voice. It's never one person over the other. We've actually created, when we first started, a list of values that we'd want to stick with, which were trust, acceptance, respect, empathy, and communication. And I would say that by the end of this year of our being there, we achieved all of those values and more. And I could not promote this opportunity to anyone else. I've actually reapplied to be a part of this group due to how much I enjoyed my time in being in YAG. It is a lesson how to expand my voice. When I first joined, I was an incredibly meek person, never spoke up my mind, and everyone in this group has encouraged me to see what is beyond the horizons, and I've been granted so many opportunities to speak out and see other perspectives in this world, such as with the Indigenous Storyfinding Project. I wouldn't have known that without this group. That wouldn't have occurred without YAG. And there are so many more opportunities in the future for anyone who wants to join. Do you have any other reasons that you can think of, Ari, for why other people should apply for this amazing opportunity?
Yeah, I cannot, speak highly enough of the YAG. I mean, I recommend it to everybody in my life who is between the age of 15 and 25 that they apply and join, because I think it provides you with all of these skills that they're not teaching you in school, and that, your hospo job or your retail job is not teaching you. Not only that, you get to work with an incredible community of people, incredible, group of young people that, just become your closest friends. And big shout out to Lou and Ben too from Council, who run all of this. They are amazing, fantastic, lovely people. You'll get on great with them, honestly. I really cannot, stress this enough. Apply, please. If you are at the age 15 to 25 and you think that you want to, make a bit of a difference or learn something new or make a new friend, whatever, just apply. It's the best.
If you are looking to apply, I would suggest heading to the Yarra Rangers Council website, searching up the Youth Advisory Group from 2022 to 2023. The applications do close on the 20th of April. However, it is not difficult to apply. I did it, reapplied just last night. There is about 20 questions. However, they are easy to answer. And if you do not feel comfortable answering them in that format, or if you have some accessibility needs, there is a number on the application form or an email. Feel free to get in contact with anyone in the youth team and they will be able to assist you in any way that they can to be able to apply.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Bea and Yanni. It's amazing hearing your story and your journey through the YAG, and it has been amazing to see, especially the Storyfinding project as well, seeing some huge ideas that have come out of the YAG that actually didn't come and become real, which is just amazing. And you guys have done so much hard work in the YAG to see those things happening, and it's great to see that young people's voices being heard and being acted upon as well. So congratulations to both of you and the whole YAG team. For the work you've done, it is a lot of hard work, but it sounds for you both very, very rewarding. So thank you so much for sharing your stories. And if you are interested in applying, if you have a young person in your life who you think this would be great for them, please go to the council website and just search Youth Advisory Group, and you'll be able to find the first link there with the application form and any other details. And just drop the phone or send an email, and you can speak to somebody from the youth team if you have more questions. Thank you so much. We're off to a song now, and coming up after that, we have Yanni from the libraries to talk about school holidays. And you're back at Council Connections at Yarra FM. This is Michael, and I'm joined by Shani from the Healesville and Yarra Junction Library. Hi, Shani.
Hi, Michael. Hello, everyone.
It's good to be back with you here, and I know you've got a big smile on your face because we've got school holidays coming up and we're going to do stuff in libraries,
yes, which is very exciting. Yes. If you come into the libraries during the school holidays, you'll be able to find some bunnies that are hiding. We've got an Easter Bunny scavenger hunt, so there's some secret messages to unscramble at the library, and then if you can bring that to the desk, you can get a prize.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's going on. That one's happening throughout the whole holidays during our opening hours. And then we've got some events coming up. Would you like to hear about them, Michael?
Would love to hear what's happening. Yes, please.
All right. I'll start with the events happening at Yarra Junction Library. Other than that scavenger hunt that I just mentioned, on Monday the 11th of April at 10 a.m., there'll be an Easter family story time and craft session. That's for ages 0 to 6. That's a free event, but there is bookings essential. Then the next day on Tuesday, the 12th of April at 10 a.m., there's a toddler-specific Easter story time and obstacle course. So that's for ages 1 to 3-year-olds. That's free, but again, bookings are essential. Just throughout the school holidays, we're going to continue our Tiny Tots story times. So those ones are on Thursdays at 11 a.m., and that's for the ages 0 to 12 months. And then just to wrap it up, on Wednesday the 20th of April at 2 p.m., there's an activity for the older kids. This one's for the 9 to 15-year-olds, and it's a STEAM activity involving 3D printing. Again, it's free. It's just bookings are essential. And you can book by ringing up your local library or jumping on the website yourlibrary.com.au and make your bookings there.
Yeah, lots of offer there. And I think for all ages too, like you got the 0 to 15-year-old, like everyone's got something to be involved in, which is great.
That's right. Yep, there's a nice mix of stuff going on there, and as is at Healesville. Along with the scavenger hunt on Monday the 11th of April at 11 a.m., there's a zines and comics workshop.
I'm going to pause you there because people might know, what is a zine?
A zine, okay. So think magazine, but think mini zine. So a zine is like a tiny little magazine, and it's a visual communication tool that I believe can be quite fun and quirky and very creative. So Sabina, our team leader here at Healesville, she's got quite a special interest and talent in zines and comics, so she'll be leading this workshop. It's going to be held from 11 o'clock, so you can come in any time between 11 and 1, and all the gear will be out available for you to use, and Sabina will be there to guide you as well. So, yes, that's a zine. And then Tuesday the 12th and the 19th at 10 a.m. here at Healesville, we'll be continuing on with our Tiny Tots story times. That's for the babies, 0 to 12 months. Also on Tuesday, for the whole family, we're going to have a video game session from 2 p.m. where we'll have our in-house PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 in action, and we'll also have a set of Nintendo Switches brought here for the day for everybody to come in and have a play. And then on Thursday, the 21st of April at 11 a.m., similar to the Zines thing, it'll be there'll be resources there available from 11 till 1, where you can come in and do some face collage art. So that'll involve glue and magazines and cutting and pasting and It's probably not going to be limited just to faces. I've been collecting a lot of magazines from the region, and I've got lots of four-wheel drives and motorbikes and travel and food and fashion. So I think it's going to be a bit of an open slather, arty, creative, fun
session. Also cut and pasting.
Yeah, cut and paste. Find some pretty stuff, cut them up, paste it on. That will be really fun. And then on Friday the 22nd of April at 10:30, there's a Play-Doh piano and grey lid game. That's a STEAM activity as well. That activity has already booked out, unfortunately, but you can still pop yourself on a waiting list if there's any cancellations. We'll go through the waiting list and invite people after that. So, all of those events are free, and as I mentioned, the ones that need bookings, and, that's it.
All, fantastic. So much offering. I said, like, it's great to see all ages. So if you've got a little child who's just not even crawling yet, come along for story times, to your teenagers, there's something for everybody as well. And all the different, like, you know, the 3D printing to the zines, the compaste, the crafting, it's great to see such a different variety. And it's all at your libraries.
That's right, Michael.
Mm-hmm. So, Pranam, there's lots of details there, but you'll find it all on their website, yourlibrary.com.au. And that's the Eastern Ranger Libraries website. So you have listings of all the programs happening at Hillsville and Yarra Junction, but all the libraries across the east, in between Yarra Rangers Council as well. So find it there, but they are all free. And some are needed for bookings, just a limited number. So get in quick, because school holiday programs do book out. So don't wait for last minute. Get on soon and jump on and enjoy the libraries. And if not, just go to the library and borrow some books or a DVD or a CD and enjoy the space, especially now getting a call to Yarra Junction and Hillsville. So cozy places to hang out on a bit of a drizzly day or a cold day. So just like to hang out and say goodbye to lovely staff like Shani and jump a computer or grab a book and just enjoy the space.
Or if you're at Hillsville, you could actually use the PlayStations 3 and 4 at any time. Just come up to the desk and we're happy to open it up and turn it on and let you go for it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Shani. Looking forward to you next month to see what's happening for the libraries.
Thanks so much for having me, Michael.
Cheers. Okay. And now our next guest, I hope we have a few technical issues. I think, Leslie, are you still here online with us? Oh, I think we've lost her. Let's go and chat about with Leslie from the Yarra Centre about a few different things happening there. There is a couple of great groups happening in the Yarra Centre. There is the Teenagers Table Tennis Group we spoke last month, who happened on every Tuesday and Thursday. And Leslie, I think you are back. Hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you so much. As your people aware, listening now, we are still all logging in remotely for the radio show. So, Leslie, you're on site at the Yarra Centre in Yarra Junction.
Yes, that's right, Michael. And I've got with me today our wonderful health club coordinator, Jo. So she's going to join us today as a guest to talk about some of our older adult programs.
Yeah, fantastic. Welcome, Jo. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, lovely. There's a few great groups and programs happening at the Yarra Centre, and can you tell us a bit about them?
I certainly can. We're running quite a few sessions in different areas of our facility. Some of the areas is from group fitness right into our gym. One of the things that I'm really excited about is our some of our classes that we're opening up, which is we've got a grooving class, which is chair and standing light aerobic work, and it's open to anyone. So the idea is that we have classes that allow everyone to be able to participate. So that means if you've got a walking stick, if you're fit and able, if you're maybe finding it difficult for balance reasons and you want to improve on it, you might come to the Grooven class, which we run every Thursday at 12:15. We also have some gym sessions where it means that I'm on gym floor throughout the whole time and I can write out programs specific to a person's abilities and what they might want to work on. So as I mentioned, it might be that they want to improve on their strength. such as holding a pan or maybe just taking a little bit of a jar, or maybe even working on their balance. Balance is a big thing for us here, improving balance and being able to have that freedom to be able to do the things that we enjoy long term. And these are the things that we do to help promote that. We've also got our Groove and Aqua class, which we're running at 11:15 a.m. and that runs on a Tuesday. It's a light based aerobic class, which means that, again, it's open to anyone to come into. You don't have to be of a certain age or anything like that to come in. But it's for people that want to improve their activity levels. They want to feel fitter, stronger, and basically just socialise and get out of their homes and start feeling alive again. I think that's a really big part of what we're trying to promote, that social aspect of meeting other people and just getting out there and feeling alive.
Yes, yeah, so great to be there. Yeah, you know, then you see like the programs there about gyms aren't about getting big and strong only. They're like about that health and well-being. It's like getting active and, you know, if you might be recovering from something or needing more strength in your body, just to do some basic things in their life. They're about to walk down some stairs or like open a jar or just got to do those daily activities. And so the Yosin is a great space. It's so welcoming and so friendly. And to go there and improve your quality of life so you can live your full life.
That's right, Michael. I think particularly with our older adults program, and we called this active adults on the move, but we still want to make it intergenerational. Naturally, is you know more it is quite attractive to some of the older members of the community, but there's also a lot of members of the community who do have those challenges, physical challenges as well. So you know that's where water is really good for them, particularly for older adults strength. I believe is a must. You know, the gym, a lot of people, as you just said, a lot of people think the gym is just about perhaps, I don't know, related almost to what we look like in a way. But particularly for older adults, it's really important. Strength is just so important. So lifting weights is just, if you can, but you can do a lot of resistance in the water as well, is an absolute must for older adults to keep us strong, to be able to have a good quality of life. And, you know, that's right. We want to be able to live long well. That's my motto, not just live long.
Yeah, and you said, like, the water is such a great healer as well. And I've had into the past and used water to recover as well. And it is, and it's a great experience to be immersed in that water and with people that you feel safe and familiar with and enjoy that social aspect as well. It's such an important place to I said, to be part of a class. And like you said, people, it's not just about age, but it'd be something you've experienced an injury or pre-existing, and you'd say you'd be just niggling for you for a while, and you can go back and really work on that and improve your well-being and health and get back to enjoying life.
That's right. We're just about to launch another aquatic program, which is, I suppose, it's a bridging the gap between hydro and more your slightly higher, faster base, I suppose, aqua sessions. And that, because, you know, we do have a huge clientele that comes through here for hydro with our local physiotherapists, and then it's where do they go from there. So this sort of bridges the gap, or for somebody who's never actually a non-exerciser, has never really been in the water. So that's going to be launched very soon, and we're really excited by that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So there's so much to offer. Like you said, there's so many. If you want to be by yourself and just do a bit of a program, like you said, with Joe, you can do it by Sully, but also there's great groups that are really opening and welcoming to be part of as well, and you can always hang out and have a coffee and cafe as well.
That's right. I think that, our little hub, the Yarrison, is such an amazing social hub for this area. And you know, you talk whether it's in the gym, whether it's just coming in just for a chat, whether it's going in the water. I mean, even for people who never get out of their homes very often, you know, when they come to the water, what I love seeing is, you know, it could be at the end of the lap, a couple of people chatting and they don't really know each other, but again, they're socialising because they're doing something and they've got maybe shared vision of what they want to achieve, or they're just there on a regular basis. And that's what I find just really rewarding, is just seeing that happen all the time. Social isolation is a huge problem up here. And I think that, yeah, our centre can address that so well.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing, I guess. A lot of people who are experiencing that, socialisation, maybe are nervous about getting back here and community or getting back into bigger groups or bigger social settings. And the essence is a really safe place and nurturing place to be, because you can go there and you can just jump in the water by yourself and be around people, but not have to feel like you have to be too social. But if you want to have a chat, you can. So it's a really nice way just to the behaviour on that day. You can be quite quiet and be with yourself and just enjoy the gym or enjoy a swim or a splash.
That's right. And we can put you in touch with Joe. So Joe is really happy to sit down and have a chat to anybody who comes through. And, she'll put them at ease with their concerns and help guide them in the right direction.
Yeah, it's lovely. So if you're new to the area or you're not aware of the Yarra Centre, it's beautiful, great big building at the centre of Yarra Junction. Huge, lovely, warm pool and gym and basketball court, and like I said, a lot of cafe and fantastic staff too. So if you're in past and have popped in, it's really worthwhile just to take the 5 minutes and park your car and come say hello to staff there, and you'll see what it's like. So thank you so much, Leslie and Joe, for tuning in today. And yeah, if you want to pick up find out more, yeah, pop into the Yarra Centre. Or if they want to find out more online, where can they best go to find out what's happening on via your website?
You can go to our Yarra webpage. If you go to yarracentre.com, you can also have a look on Active World. We have all our classes and times on there if you wish to.
That's a new app that's just come through, actually. So they can feel Active World, that's right. And of course, if you just look for Facebook page as well, mm-hmm. it has tons of great things that are happening on our little community down here.
Yeah, so easy to find, just Yarra Centre in your Google browser, in your browser and internet. And the new app was called Open World.
Active World, yes. You can actually buy a membership online now as well. So
it's
exciting. And you can look at all the classes and book yourself in there, as well as childcare as well.
Fantastic. Or be very old school and go to the desk and say hello.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I know, yeah.
thank you so much, Leslie and Joe. And moving on from there as well is the Upper Yarra Community Resilience Committee. There's been four committees. We spoke this last month. There've been four committees set up across the Yarra. There's one in Upper Yarra for hills, for the urban, and for the valley. And they've just opened up some submissions for the Upper Yarra Regional Recovery Committee to hear some people's interest around what recovery looks like for your community where you live as well. So if you go to the council website and search regional community recovery committees, you'll be able to find out a website there and a bit of a link to the Upper Yarra committee, and they've got a survey that they want to hear from community members and community groups around what recovery from COVID and the storms looks like for you, from ideas around social connection and bring people together and helping people live their full life, like Leslie was saying and Joe was saying, to really get back to life and connect and look after yourself and have live a long and full life. So thank you so much for your time today. It's great to have some fantastic guests. Thank you to all my guests today, from Woody, from the YAG, and from Shani, and from the Yarra Centre. I'll see you next month. And that was the Council's Connection Show. I'm Michael Goodrich, and I'll see you next month.